to call Mogi Hanabata.
Oh, wait. Didn't, that was rubbish. Didn't Ayamatsura name her dogs after that?
Ew.
Yeah, she named her dogs both. Like, one's Hana, the other one's Bata, or something like that.
That's gross.
That's why I love Aya. She would do that.
I remember when Kaga Wai was making her comeback. She went on some sort of talk show with some guy wearing sunglasses, and she brought like with her toy dog. And the guy asked her if she'd named the dog yet. She said no. She says, "Oh, are you going to name her Suji?"
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
That is really uncomfortable.
But no, she didn't name the dog that.
Downy,
yep. Downy. He looks like a bear. A black bear.
And newsflash, Kaga Wai is still not doing porn.
Awesome.
Well, I think she has a couple more steps until then.
Yeah.
Maybe until the contract fails and everything comes worldly unworldly apart, and then she'll come, okay, yeah, we're gonna go try this.
I don't know why we need to do it.
Worst shit ever created.
Goodness. So back to languages. Resop, do you know any other language?
No.
No.
How about you, Rokun?
I fail.
Japanese. Let's hear some Japanese from Rokun.
Nani attendeyo. Yada.
Nah, you sound like you're tired.
Tabun, chotto tsukareta kada.
Tanoshikatta.
Tanoshikune.
Kimochi warui, Rokun.
Well, the podcast has gone over 3 hours by now.
Okay, I guess that's it for Rokun.
Let me add something in Japanese though. Had one time where, you know, when you say I have a headache, you go atama ga itai. Someone yelled out atama ga warui, and we all went hi.
What?
Good job.
he just told a joke.
Also, yeah, which probably half the people got.
My classmate wanted to say I got a headache, so he goes atama. He's supposed to say atama ga itai. Instead, he yelled out atama ga warui, and we all went hi.
For those who don't know, atama ga warui means I'm dumb, I'm stupid.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he was Howley, which also in my lexicon is just your white person.
Oh,
so you come Hawaii and you white, we'll call you Howley because you're not from here, and even if you're from here, we call you your local Howley because you don't understand anything what we do. And you'll never get accepted as you take away the word Howley. You just kind of gain deeper understanding. You still have the word Howley across your head yet.
So a Howley is the same thing as a Gaijin.
You mean Gaijin?
Gaijin, yeah. except that you, for Japanese, Gaijin is anyone but Japanese. For us, it's anyone but Asian. It's actually anyone but Asian and other colored skin people. You got to be purely white. So we'll treat you like Howley until you understand that you become local, and that's all you're gonna get.
Yeah, in Chinese they say "贵人," and "贵" means ghost. So for them, foreigners aren't even really people. They're just they're creatures. And I can, like, so,
that's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
That is. So, segue on to you. Speak some Chinese for us, dearie.
I did.
I just, like, I just embarrass myself with, like, childish Spanish speaking. So, just go ahead.
Come on, Rael. Sexy Chinese for us. But before we go, which Chinese is it? Is it Canto or Mando?
Just Mandarin.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, speak it. I have no idea.
Speak something.
Trying to think of something to say. I guess, I'm pretty fluent in conversational, so you guys give me something to say.
Rael?
Rael? Which translation is, I have no idea what to say.
Well, that's done with.
Okay, I guess that leaves me last then. All right. For those who don't know, I'm Cambodian. And it's quite a scary language to listen to. Yeah.
Do you sound like you're screaming?
They're just like a lot of hard syllables? It's just a lot of
hard syllables and stuff. It's like a mixture between Chinese and German.
What?
Okay, here's one phrase.
This sounds Russian.
Okay, I guess it does. Anyway, what I just said was don't wear shoes in my house.
Huh.
Yeah. Basically, oh, that's right. None of you guys are, like, Asians living in America, but basically it's like, just like what I just said, no shoes in the house, period. Awkward silence. I'm sorry.
Although,
actually, I did wear my shoes in a house in Taiwan once. I think it blew my mind. I was like, what? Wearing shoes in a house in Asia? That's nonsense. Where are the house shoes?
Yeah, I just wear shoes in my house.
For me, I like the feeling of being bare feet, so if I have to put anything on, I feel weird.
Yeah, I actually like the feel of my feet on the carpet.
Well, most of my house has solid floors, I guess. So I like wearing socks. I can slide around everywhere.
Do the moonwalk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to just slide, and then one time I slid to the kitchen and just busted my ass.
Oh.
Oh. Ouch. So, what's Rysop and Rokun doing?
They passed out.
Drunk. Together. In a bed.
Secret affair.
Oh.
Affair. Author slash.
Just looking at stuff.
I'm scared. No, don't share it.
I'm melting from
the heat. Translating, actually.
Oh, what's translating?
Well, I did two blogs earlier in this podcast, and now I just did some messages that were posted at the concert.
Awesome.
Were they the questions or?
Well, I don't know. It was just these messages posted by the girls on this poster from the concert, which I guess was like asking them what they're going to do this summer.
Anything interesting?
That's what it looks like. Oh, not terribly. Mostly things that I already know. Mm-hmm. I just saw the Barry's messages, actually, and Saki was talking about how she's starting her kitchen garden, which she's been talking about her garden on her blog all summer. Mm-hmm. So, that's that. Masa wants to go on a trip. Chinami wants to start studying, so I don't know, maybe she's going to college.
Oops. Yeah, I don't like think that. It's kind of hard to think that, you know, Momo Momo studying to be a teacher. You know, I mean, she's in college. When did that happen?
I know, right? And it's Momo of all people.
I know. Momo. I mean, I knew she had, you know, her serious side, but, you know.
Crackhead Momo, she's in college. Yeah.
Well, she's studying music, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, she is the one that can play the piano, although you'd never be able to tell it. What's on what?
Yep. Somehow the idea of Momoko teaching like kids reminds me of the anime Puni Pony Dash, which featured a teacher who was like 13 years old.
Oh yes, I remember that anime. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't watched it, but I know of it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either. I don't. I've heard of the title, but I didn't even know what it was about.
Yeah.
The only thing I really remember from that series is that it was one of the first series where they talked a lot about having a hoegang. They had a character who had a tuft of hair that stuck straight up.
Yeah, and it's supposed to represent, like, that he's in denial about something. That he's being stupid about something. Well, either that or stubbornness. I don't quite remember what the meaning for ahoge is.
Well, the literal translation for ahoge is idiot hair. Mm-hmm. I think, or...
Yeah.
Something like that.
Hair that is stupid.
Oh, no.
I've seen plenty of those.
Oh, my God. Broken.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny.
For those playing along at home, Roku has just posted another video for us to watch. Let's find out.
What do you mean, reframe?
The conversation was seeming to slow down, so.
It was dying!
See, I was right! I said the right song, right?
What's that?
The name of the song went out to the chat.
The name of the video is Total Eclipse Apart, Literal Video Version.
Mm-hmm. And my internet just froze, so I need to.
My streaming is, like, slower now.
Hold on.
I actually remember this one. Yes, the Total Eclipse of the Heart literal version reframed.
80s music videos made no sense.
Hold it, this is reframed. Why didn't you send us the original one?
Yeah, like, doesn't the original one have, like, 1 million
views? Well,
it says
that the original was blocked by... blocked in most non-US.
Yeah, I actually had gotten that for like Essie or someone who was not in America. I guess everybody's in America here, but
everyone like right here.
I get why they do that sometimes. That's stupid.
And there's a cat, so can never go on.
Evil cat.
Okay. And my internet just froze again. Oh my god, fail.
I've seen some really creative ways to get around the blocking. Like, what they'll do is they'll cut off the end of the video and then stick it back on the other side. And then that gets them out of the... Or they just, like, blur the corner. Hmm. And that gets them out of the blocking problems. Whoa, that was Thriller dance.
Slow-mo death. it's so funny.
Wait, are you watching by yourself without?
No. No.
Anyway, I'm paused at 5 and ready.
Oh, I've been watching this entire time.
What the hell?
That's what I just said. I asked, are you watching without us? And you said no.
Oh.
No, I said no. When do we sound the same?
I'm sorry. Anyway, go back at 5.
No, I think you guys just have to go ahead of me because my streaming is way too slow.
Okay, then.
Go!
Kind of gets better as it goes on, too. The beginning is a little boring.
Yep.
Well, I think the beginning is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, but it's much better later on.
Yeah, a lot better later on. Metaphor.
Metaphor.
if only we would get music videos. It's good. Nowadays, it's random nowadays. And we need more light up urinals in the disco.
Well, now videos are just all like this cool dancing.
Ringo Starr!
Magic Foot.
Magic Foot.
Tee.
Ringo? What does that mean?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr. He's a Beatles dude.
Oh, no wonder. He's I don't know. Anyone Beatles.
Ninjas!
Wow. Who know how to twirl?
Dancing Ninja Men.
Who know how to twirl?
This whole video is random and stupid.
That's the point
of what they're doing, I think.
That is a dead shot close up.
That's a creepy house, too.
It is.
And you see all.
Oh, have you guys seen a house too?
What?
I'm definitely gonna have to show you guys the. It's this old Japanese horror. And it is the trippiest thing you have ever seen in your life. Like whenever you say, "Oh, Japan," this is the epitome of that.
Oh dear.
So yeah, when that's coming, you know, I'm supposed to link.
Sounds like fun though. Have you seen Vampire Girl versus Frankenstein Girl?
Is that old American horror?
What?
Is that old American horror, or is it still?
No, it's a Japanese one.
Okay. Somebody is not using headphones because we're getting echo.
I hear myself.
My headphones died!
No!
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to have to sign out and sign back in.
Oh.
Okay.
Echo.
Echo part of the song.
And what part of the song are we at now?
The talking part.
No, the time.
How about a towel?
I'm like at 3:14-ish.
3:14, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Still can't catch up.
Surprise mirror.
Zombie.
Okay, I'm caught up now.
Emo kid.
TV. As we dance around in diapers.
Diapers.
I love Lord of the Flies.
It was an awesome book. Very disturbing, but that's why it's awesome.
Really? I didn't think it was disturbing. I just thought it was an odd book that I read in high school.
Well, that's probably because you were forced to read it in high school.
I mean, it's basically the white man's Lord of the Flies. Or white kids. Or a battle royale. White kids battle royale.
Well, basically show what people would do if they weren't around laws or anything.
Anarchy.
Well, I mean, it's kind of actually the formation of government. You know, the kids set up their own control ruling system. Up until they all got eaten by the boar head thing.
They didn't eat it, they cut the boar's head off.
and there was a malevolent stick.
And they put it on a stick, and then one of the kids, like, thought it was talking to him or whatever. But he knew what that resembled.
Oh, we need more. We need more music videos on crack. All right, time for
house. I used to like Japanese music videos when I first started getting into them because I would watch them, I don't know, on MTV or something, like late night, they'd have like a Japanese music video hour. And I thought they were like these crazy things. And I don't know, after that's when I saw some IU stuff.
Oh,
and,
well, but then again, IU stuff is apparently pretty crazy.
I guess so.
Ayumi?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of hers are weird.
I'd say some Hello Project videos are a little strange, too. Especially.
Yeah, but I know that Ayumi had her. Like, she had a video where she was walking around in a hotel, and she bumps into someone who looks exactly like her with her outfit, but she had no face on.
And I have the poster for that song.
She freaked out and ran away.
Oh. That's an awesome poster.
Is everyone kind of worried, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. Then, so this one is called Hausu, spelled
H-A-U-S-U.
Hausu. It's trippy. That's all I can say.
I'd imagine.
Oh, look at some of the suggestion boxes there. Oh no, bleeding clock and fingers that play with no hands. Uh-huh. Oh, look at the hair.
70.
Okay, for those playing along at home, we are now looking at a YouTube video with the title Trailer for House, a.k.a. Hausu, 1977.
Mm-hmm. So is this like Little House on the Prairie?
With no. Zombies?
Gone wrong.
Oh, wow. Look at that skeleton.
That opening song.
Should we all watch it together?
I thought we already started.
Oh, look, a talking head. And it floats.
Yeah, I thought we already started, but...
Well, hey, we've got a bunch of HP horror movies coming out that Gomen Messiah that Craig mentioned.
If only they could be this awesome.
I have yet to find a Japanese movie that freaks me out, but I did find a Taiwanese movie that grossed me out, though.
Somebody actually just posted some new summary type information on the plot of that Gomen Messiah movie, and apparently it's kind of like The Ring, actually, where Miyabi's character is kind of like Sadako, and Airi is like the protagonist woman.
So it's Airi versus Mia? That's awesome.
I hope she dyes her hair back black.
Evil Miyabi.
Evil Mia.
I knew she had to be
with her
evil
long chin.
Black hair.
Teehee. Can't wait.
Well, hopefully,
and of course, there's the Berries and Cute.
I watched the Japanese movie Pulse, and I didn't really understand that. It didn't even scare me.
Pulse?
Yeah, Pulse. It's a Japanese movie. Then the Americans took it and turned it into an Americanized one.
I know the American one tanked.
Yeah, same here.
I didn't realize it was foreign at first. Mm.
The Japanese one didn't scare me. I think, like, the American one at least scared me because things that jumped out. Mm-hmm. But when I watched the Japanese one, like, the only thing that did jump out is when the lady sees her brother hung in his room. Like, it was there before in the corner, and then she turns around and it's not there anymore.
Oh, goodness.
And you see, like, the black shadow of where his body was. But other than that, it didn't scare me.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah. I guess are you more of a suspense person or like a gore person?
No, I can't stand gore.
Mm-hmm. Gore is fun. No, Saw, it's not. Anyone? Saw.
Well, I like Saw, though.
Yeah. Gore is only like, I think I can only take it if it's like over the top cheesy.
Yeah. Over the top one is grosses me out a lot, like the Toxic Avenger.
like if whatever. I can tell, you know, if it's you know, because like if I don't believe it, you know, then it's okay. Otherwise, I get paranoid.
But the thing is though, like movies, they rely on that gore, and that's just when it gets stupid, like. The movie Wrong Turn 3, I think that was a ridiculously stupid movie. The first one was better.
I think I saw Wrong Turn 2. I don't know about the others.
Don't even see it. I don't even know how they got past 2 and they got to 3. Because I'm telling you, it was stupid. The first one's better. And if anyone is into Buffy, Eliza is in there.
Huh.
How's this for an idea for a horror movie or a gore movie? A guy is kidnapped and placed in this maze and he has to get out within a certain amount of time or else he will die because they cut him on the forehead and he's a hemophiliac.
Are you trying to make Saw but with someone who has a health condition?
Well, It's like a little cut, but it keeps bleeding out throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, but I mean, all you have to do is just put pressure on it.
Yeah.
I mean,
or he's trying to copy the corny movie Fear.com.
Yeah.
I hate that movie.
Actually, I never saw that movie, and I never saw Saw, so.
Oh, Saw's good. I like the first one, though.
I think there was like an action movie that was kind of like the hemophiliac one, Drive, except it was like he had to have a certain amount of adrenaline in his blood. And so basically like the entire movie he's just pulling off these ridiculous stunts to keep his adrenaline up. Otherwise he'll die.
What, that guy who like needs to like recharge his heart or something? Isn't there a movie like that?
Maybe. That might be it.
He does like extreme stuff, like to get electricity to shock the hell out of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that might be it. I think it's called Drive. It might not be.
Some movies are so stupid.
Yeah.
I can't stand movies that are like super bad. I can't. I don't like that type of humor at all.
I actually saw a quite good horror movie a few weeks ago that was a low-budget one that probably nobody's ever really heard of. It's called Frayed. I just watched it. It was on the Chiller Network, and usually they show like those crappy movies like Wrong Turn 2 or 3 or whatever, and who knows, whatever. Similarly bad movies, but I turned this on expecting it to be the same, but it was actually a pretty good psychological thriller type thing. It had some gore in it and all, like good horror movie, but it did well with like twists and things like that, and was surprisingly pretty good.
How do you spell that?
Fraye.
Oh, I saw the horror movie that was called The Red Shoes.
I actually liked it on Facebook because it's interesting. Let's see if I can... Any of you want to check? It doesn't really say much about the movie there, and actually it'll spoil it if you read too far down. But...
Oh, an ugly eye.
Yeah.
But to be completely random... Is everybody still there?
Yep.
Yeah.
We didn't die.
Okay. The room noise suddenly vanished. But to be completely random, what if the hemophiliac was cut on his back in between his shoulder blades in a place where he just couldn't reach with his fingers?
All you have to do is just put pressure on it,
But he couldn't put pressure on it because he couldn't reach it.
It wouldn't need to be a bandage, just like, you know, something that puts pressure on it.
An extremely large Band-Aid on your back.
But he wouldn't have a Band-Aid. He'd be trapped in this maze, and he wouldn't be able to reach the cut
Are you trying to find a way to kill this person that badly?
Do you have something you want to tell
me? Let me find someone who can't friggin'.
Is this really a hypothetical situation?
I don't know anyone who's a hemophiliac. It's just a horror movie idea. And the guy wears a white shirt, and he's shown from the front most of the time. But then, like at certain times in the movie, he turns around. And you can see how badly, like, he's bled out.
Uh-huh.
He would die before the movie ends.
Well, I mean, he'll just stand with his back to the wall and...
Oh, no.
on the floor, crawling on his back.
Oh, goodness.
but it's in between his shoulder blades, so he wouldn't be able to get perfectly flat.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I think that's weird. That's like weird saying like someone stabs someone in the armpit and they just bleed to death like that.
Well, actually, if you stab somebody in the right place in the armpit, you'll stab them through the heart and it'll bleed out within like 30 seconds.
Oh, God.
So apparently there's certain ways on how to murder someone. Mm-hmm. One way is through the armpit.
Yes.
Are you sure you don't have something to tell us?
Another really good way is in between the shoulder blade and the neck. I'm sorry, in between the collarbone and the neck is a good place.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I mean, I know there's a soft point where it's good for pushing people away if you just poke them in that.
The human body is actually very weak. It has a lot of ways on how you can die quickly.
Yep. It's an entire TV show.
Or the easiest way to kill certain, like, HP fans or certain, like, music fans is to tie them down and make them watch videos of a group that they don't like.
I'm pretty sure that's a way to convert them.
Not if they're stubborn.
It's just a matter of finding the right video.
The horror.
Yeah, it would probably be more like torture for me.
Force them to watch Morning Cop on loop.
Morning what?
Morning Cop.
Oh, God. Oh,
what the hell is that?
It is a really old movie, and it has Morning Musume in it, and it's over...
Michio Heike.
Oh, I think I've seen some of it, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. It was over-the-top crack.
Oh, man.
I think after that, they realized that paying for acting lessons was a good idea.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Well, another thing is that if the story itself is crappy,
it was.
Can't really be saved by the acting. Oh, you know what's a really awful movie? The Room.
I've seen reviews, like recap reviews of that thing.
It makes me want to punch the guy in the face, and he spent like $6 million on it.
What's the name of the movie again?
The Room.
The Room.
The
by
Room.
Tommy Wiseau, and it is...
Never heard of it.
It is the worst.
I got the test results back. I definitely have cancer. Who the hell speaks like that when you've just been told you have a terminal disease?
it is quite possibly the worst movie ever filmed.
Yes, I have to agree. And then it's like dubbed, and the guy talks like he's not even from America. Like he has some type of accent, a weird one. And he says, "Oh hi," way too much.
Although it's like it's so bad that it's actually come back around and become popular, and people hold theater showings where you're supposed to talk and make fun of it while it's playing in the theater, and of course gets very drunk while you watch.
Yeah, my friend like keeps replaying all sorts of clips from that movie. It annoys the crap out of me.
Okay, well, it seems that we've gone far enough off the rails to consider ending the podcast.
Yeah.
Way too much. So, we're going to leave now.
So
bye, everyone.
Okay. Have fun, y'all.
Okay, so this has been the Hello, Hello Project fan fiction podcast.
Fan fiction.
Episode.
And other things.
Episode.
The very end was just some stuff.
And randomness.
Mm-hmm.
Randomness.
And some sexiness.
Speaking of
I was still
what,
looking for that spanking.
No more sexiness.
I typed in something. Yeah.
What?
I already typed in something for you to say.
Oh. Which one is it?
The very last thing typed in, I think.
You channel that? You want me to say that?
Yeah. That'll be the closing, and then we'll just scatter.
Oh, does Rayo want me to say something? Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll do it my usual way first, and then my crack way. Right. Well, for the first phrase, I'll just be sexy. The next phrase that Rayo suggested, I'll do it in my crack way.
Okay.
You chin all night long.
All night long!
No, you have to say it the Maki way. All night long!
Hell no!
I was gonna say you should sing Some Boys Touch for us. But...
Some Boys Touch. let me pull up.
We need to see you have a video of you dancing to it.
Actually, Sai does have a video of me dancing to it. Ask her for it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Blackman.
Let me look for it. What part do you want me to do? The beginning?
I don't know.
Let's see if I remember how it goes. Nami da, nude da si hitomi ni, yasashiku touch, catch,
come on,
yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's crack art.
Although it was still kind of awkward for me.
Up, girls should do glass no pumps.
Oh, Jesus.
TV recreation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now go, scatter!
Scatter!
Alright, good night, y'all.
Okay.
Have fun, y'all.
Bye!
Bye!
Good night.
Good night.